Time to close it now. The podcast that's revolutionizing the HVAC and home improvement trades industries. Get ready to dive deep into the world of heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. We're turning up the heat on industry standards and cooling down misconceptions. And we're not just talking about fixing vents and adjusting thermostats. It's about the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement. We're the driving force inspiring top performers who crave excellence, not only in their professional endeavors, but also in fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth. Proving that we can indeed have it all. This is Close It Now, where excellence meets excitement. Let's get to work. Now your host, Sam Wakefield.
Well, hey, welcome back to Close It Now. Sam Wakefield here. It is another awesome day, and it's another cool day to talk about probably the number one question that I get is, hey, Sam, do you know any better financing options? Because we all know.
Wait, other than what? Wooden nickels?
Yeah, exactly. Bitcoin? It's like, how can we, can you pay in chickens?
Yeah, right.
Back to the barter system. So that, and the other one, of course, is where do you find great people? And so, of course, that answer is build your culture first, and then you won't have a problem with that. But yeah. When it comes to financing options, we all know, especially since the pandemic, it has been a wild ride for finance rates, for all of the interest rates. Dealer fees especially is a hot topic.
Yeah.
I've seen it all the way up to, geez, when I was in over in solar, we were seeing 32% dealer fees. It was nuts. So I'm excited to have my guest on today. This is you. If you've spent any time on social media, you've probably seen this guy. This is Chris Schofield. He is the CEO and founder of Improvify. He's got some really cool stuff. Him and I actually connected in 2020.
In yeah, 5 years.
And we've been threatening to do this for a long time. It's finally happening. So welcome to the show today, man.
Thanks for having me, Sam. Looking forward to it. It's amazing how you meet people on social media and you just stay in touch and you comment on each other's stuff. We read our things. And then 5 years later, we're like, wow, we're still doing this?
No kidding.
Like, we're still here talking about this cool stuff. That means that we're doing something. Means that we didn't go and do something different in the
right? Yeah, that, man, the longevity is, that's important. You know,
if I told you the real longevity here, you'd probably be shocked.
Well, actually, let's start out like that. Interview podcasts we always start. Give everybody your highlight reel, man. How did you earn the right to be sitting in the seat you are right now on this podcast?
I love it. So I love that's been.
The second part of this question, you can answer them in whatever order that you want. We always like to know, what is a driving philosophy or like a mission statement that really pulls you and your company forward as well?
Cool. All right. We'll touch on that. We'll touch on the culture and mission. And I might have to have Tiffany run in here and give me there's a whole list of them that we have. But I have my own philosophy on what I do, and it's pretty simple. So let's rewind. How the heck did I get into this seat? That's a good question. Grit and grind. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hate to say the grind, the hustle and the grit, but really building something from nothing that didn't exist, that is a platform that is complete blue ocean and kind of an anomaly. Mm-hmm. Spend a lot of grit, grind, hustle and crying. A lot of tears.
Those wall kicking moments.
Dude, if it's not something, it's something else, right? So back in the day, back in high school, I was hitting some hammers with my dad at Roscoe Construction. He had a construction company. He was also an attorney, so we were building some custom homes in high school. And then I went to college, and then I got out, and I was like, "What am I going to do?" So what every person does in Western New York, they pack up their truck and they move down to Florida. Because we go where we had spring break. Like, I'm going to go back to Florida because that sure was fun. Well, no kidding. It was fun. It was spring break.
Yeah.
Right. So I moved down to Florida and I get a roofing job doing tie beams in St. Lucie West. So my roofing career started in 91. Mm-hmm. After a few years of doing odds and ends of stuff, I was like, man, I think I'd like to get into the financing space. So then in 1993, I got into wholesale construction of permanent lending with a
Okay.
bank. So I actually started working with contractors officially in financing in about 1993. So it is 2025. So if your mathematics work, I'm an OG.
No doubt, no doubt.
Now I've worked for seven or eight different national banks. I was in wholesale construction to permanent business up until 2009. Got out of it, and then I came back into the home improvement space, everything from residential, commercial property assessed, clean energy to unsecured lending. And I've worked at, service finance. I've worked at a bunch of different lenders. I helped build Sunlight's program. And then, of course, when I retired from service finance, came the idea to build a software company, exit the software company, and then build Improvify. So
Okay.
I've kind of been, it's been a long roller coaster of a lot of different lending. Like commercial, residential, mortgage, banking, compliance. I was on Wall Street for a long time doing corporate compliance for investment advisors, broker-dealers, banks, and insurance companies. So I've been around this financing game for a really, really long time. But I think when you and I started shooting it back 5 years ago is when I started kind of branding myself in really kind of in as the guy to go to help, just help, 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 help
Yes.
people, right? And then, of course, we built Improvify and we have over 680 clients nationally and 5,500 users on our platform right now across the United States, funding unsecured, secured, commercial, residential, anything for properties. We work with our contractors in that in the home improvement space and now commercial because I own a company called Purple Apple Loans that does that. We can talk about that too. But yeah, man, it's been a good haul.
Nice.
Been a good haul. So, here we are, fast forward 2025. We moved the corporation from Florida out to Utah. So I'm out here in beautiful Midway, small farm town in Utah, just outside of Park City and Deer Valley, about an hour from Salt Lake.
I love
And
it.
man, I just look out my office window and it is just mountains, just 360. Just it's just gorgeous out here. So yeah, I'm the CEO, head janitor in charge. Tiffany is the CFO and Donna Wirth is the Chief Operating Officer. We just moved her into that role that she earned because she was our number three when we started this thing. We moved her over this week. So
Love
really
it.
excited about that. Big
And congrats
growth.
to them too. I saw your announcement about that just the other day, and on the socials. So that was a cool one. And I love that area. I was actually as Door to Door Con 7 last year. I spoke at that conference. I was there a day ahead, and we took a trip over to Park City. Happened to be during Sundance, so
Oh,
it
cool.
was gorgeous and such a cool experience. So
Yeah,
I
it's
love where
so
you're at.
really great here.
No,
Yeah, we
no
went
doubt.
from zero, we went from one employee to 17 in a year.
Oh, nice. That's good growth.
Yeah, it keeps you up at night. It's like,
That
hey, that's a lot of responsibility.
that's on the entrepreneurial life, man. That's what we
Yeah,
do.
it's great. It's great. Look at me. I'm 50, I'm almost 55. I feel like I'm 70, but I look 23.
There you
It's
go.
great. No, I love it. As far as to answer your second part of your question, that's my history. That's how I got into the seat. I'm just here to help people. So culture is like, it's so interesting. Tiff and I sat down for like 4 months and we're like, what's our mission statement? What's our culture? And we came up with all the fancy words. Here's the bottom line, man. We just love this industry. We want to hire and bring on the best teammates here at this company. And we want everybody to row the boat in the same darn direction with us. We want to care about who our clients are and care about who their customers are. And at the end of the day, and I say this from stage all the time, whomever cares the most about the customer at the point of sale will win the sale, whether they get the job or not. Meaning that these contractors that show up and throw up and don't really care about what they're selling and whom they're taking care of, what they're selling to, what the real reason is why somebody needs a roof, window, door, air conditioning, generator, whatever it might be. The contractor that cares the most about that human being wins. You might not win the job. You might not close the job. Somebody else may. But if you win the relationship and that consumer goes, that guy has integrity. He tried to help me. He did the best he could. He represented his company well. He was just an authentic, real person. You may win a referral partner for life.
No doubt.
And that's just if so. Sam, I get these guys that call me all day long. Hey, Chris, I got a customer that needs financing. Chris, Sam, I lose my mind. What do you mean you have one customer? Well, I've got a guy that needs the blah, blah, blah. I said, no. You are literally looking at a forest and concentrating on the one tree. In the forest, there's a whole bunch of trees, right? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, so why are you staring at one tree? We'll get you enrolled with financing. We'll train you. We'll launch this. We'll get your mobile app tech set up. We'll train you. We'll support you. We'll build a consumer credit center for you. But please, Mr. Contractor, don't come to me on the 11th hour and say, I need financing because I have one customer. I need to get this deal done. Because if my financing that we have, which is great, doesn't work and they get declined because they've got a 400 credit score, you're going to judge our entire relationship on the one deal that you had, not on the overall partnership and relationship of us integrating financing, training, and support and tech solutions into your business. You're going to judge me on the one deal we couldn't fund for you. Just like a marketing company. If a marketing company can't produce leads from whatever they're spending money on, you're only going to be judged on that, not on the overall partnership and how you're trying to build a relationship with somebody. So we are huge on culture and whom we're attracting. I think that Tiff and Donna and Alex and Tam, they all go through an interview process with people, like four or five, and then a panel. And then I don't even interview. I might meet somebody at the end and go, oh, this is a cool person. We had a conversation. Let them decide if they're going to hire the person. I don't even hire here. They do.
Love it. Oh,
I'm
that's
not good at
beautiful.
hiring. I'm not good at hiring. I'm too emotional to hire. I am. I like people too much. I am a horrible, horrible person that I'm not good at hiring. I just like
That's why we
everybody.
hire
So
to
I
figure
just
our
want to hire
strengths where our
everybody.
weaknesses are.
I want to hire everybody. They're like, they've got filtering processes and red flags and stuff. I'm like, yeah, come on board. You seem cool.
You know, I love this. I'm going to go back just a little bit to what you're saying about the relationship and, you know, the client, the contractor's actually caring. You know, that I think that's why you and I have always resonated so much. That's the heartbeat of Close It Now is, I mean, you can see it right here on the screen. Be someone worth buying from. You know, if when you work harder on yourself than you do on your business, and your level of person increases, and you just become somebody people want to work with, it's way easier to close the deal because they just want to do business with you because you truly care and you show up in integrity and service. And that's why having a relationship with a lender that has the same philosophy, that's not just about the bottom line, man, it makes so much a difference.
Do you know who's not good at closing?
Who's that?
Me.
You
I'm
Well, we should
serious.
talk.
I'm horrible. Don't do. I'm horrible at it. I'm really not good at it. I'm good at like getting on the conversations like this. I'm good at doing a demo of our company, and I go so deep. I don't use crayons. I use an architectural pen. And then when it gets to the end, when I'm like, "So, would you like to, become a partner with us and give me your money?" I'm horrible at that. Do you know who's good at it? My consultants that we hired.
Yeah, no doubt.
They express value. They use big fat crayons on what we do. And at the end, they say, give us money so we can build you an unbelievable financing consumer credit center, get your technology set up, build this, train you, support you, care about you, give you the best financing solutions in the United States of America. I'm just the guy that gets on and just goes so deep and so passionate about the sales process and so passionate about the products and programs that we built. I am not a closer. People are like, dude, you're a great salesperson. You're probably really good. And like, no, I'm probably not good. Because when it
Yeah,
comes to me to, I'm like, hey, dude, pay me. I should probably become better, a better closer. I should probably take your class.
Well, we could totally talk about that for sure.
That's
Let's
funny.
talk about financing in general, though. There's just one of the things. So I'm going to back up and let's start super elementary here because I know there's a lot of people who listen to this community that or that are in this community that either are a lot smaller guys. I get a lot of the questions that come up that I get are, hey, I'm thinking about offering financing. So
Yes.
let's start there. You know, I'm
Cool.
sure you know off the top of your head a lot of the different metrics around percentages of the way people buy and the, you know, likelihood of closing a deal if you offer financing versus not. And give us a crash course in why the heck should we offer financing to start with?
Yeah, so I just did. We'll just break it down elementary style. I walked
Yeah,
outside
talk to
here. It
me
was
like I'm a
beautiful.
kindergartner.
Yeah, so there's three houses here in the neighborhood, and this guy across the street over here, he needs a $27,000 roof, and that guy has about an 850 credit score, but he owns his house free and clear. All
Sure.
right, cool. So he needs a roof. He's got a need. Great. The guy across the street from him has a 700 credit score, still pretty good. But when he buys things, he doesn't like to pay interest. Okay, there's two psychologies. And then the guy down the street, unfortunately, has really challenged credit. He's got a 575. He went through some things a few years ago, but he's working his way back. So if you're in home improvement sales and you're knocking, whether you're selling the roof, the hardie board siding, and the air conditioner that these three homes need in my community, and you knock, and they're like, "Come on in, we need your service. We're ready to buy." And you get to the point of sale and you say, "Mr. Smith, it's $27,000. Pay me." And Mr. Smith looks at you and goes, "Well, I don't have $27,000. This isn't an insurance project. We're not doing restoration insurance stories here today, by the way. We're talking about sales." "Well, Mr. Smith, it's $27,000. Pay me." "Johnny, I don't have $27,000. All right, man, have a good day." And you get in your truck and you drive away. All right, now let's frame it up this way. "Mr. Smith, thanks for having me. Johnny Boy from Johnny Boy's Roofing. Hey, look, I don't know how you're looking to pay, if you'd like to use your money or use ours. But Johnny Boy Roofing, Consumer Credit Center, we've got experts here to help you. A lot of our customers like an 18-month savings cash. Some of them like a long-term loan with the payment option with no prepay. And you know what? In 5 minutes, we can get a soft credit pull to see how we can make this $27,000 roof really affordable for you. Are you interested in scanning this and seeing what we get you approved for? Or would you like to use your money today?" So just by pre-framing the question, "How do you want to pay? Would you like to use our money or yours?" reduces the ridiculousness of a $27,000 ticket down to this: 18 months same as cash, or a low monthly payment option up to 20 years with no prepayment penalty. Now, that's just one psychology. That's your guy with the $27,000. Let's go across the street. I had mentioned that guy's got a good credit score and he doesn't like pay interest on nothing. Same conversation: "Mr. Smith, how y'all looking to pay? Want to use your money or use ours?" "What do you mean?" "Well, we got a consumer credit center. A lot of our customers really like the 18-month same as cash. You know those loans that don't have any interest if you pay them off within 18 months?" "Oh yeah, I like that one." "Great. Scan the QR code. We'll get you pre-approved in 5 minutes with a soft credit pull." There's number two. Let's go to number three. "Hey, Mr. Smith, how do you want to pay?" "Well, shoot, I wish I had money, man, but I got bad credit." "It's okay, Mr. Smith. We've got a consumer credit center and we can help folks with challenged credit too. It'll take us 5 minutes, scan this QR code. Let's see what we can get you approved for." So the same conversation with three different types of psychologies will take place. Now picture your guy that doesn't offer financing. How does he sell a $27,000 roof? The guy doesn't have credit card room. Maybe he doesn't have equity,
Sure.
or even worse. You know what's worse than that?
Ooh,
The
being
guy owns his house
over-leveraged.
free and No, he owns his house free and clear. And here's what he says: "You know what, Johnny Boy, I like you a lot. I'm going to go down to my local bank. I'll call you back." And Johnny Boy is so excited because Johnny thinks he's got a sale. But here's what happened: that consumer went down to Zion Bank. They applied for a home equity. It took them 90 days to get it. And now they're flushed with cash. They forgot how much they love Johnny Boy. And now they're hiring Chucky and the Truckee from the white van. So at Improvify, we build consumer credit centers to set them up with promo, long-term, and secured loans at the point of sale with a soft credit pull with no dealer fee up to $400,000. So Johnny Boy could just simply do this: "Oh, you want to use the equity in your house? Cool. Scan this QR code. We could do the HELOC right here, right now. You have the funds in 5 to 7 days with no appraisal." So
Whoo! That is
we
sick.
don't want sales pros not being pros.
Exactly.
If you're in the home improvement industry and you are knocking and walking and walking and knocking and grinding and following up, doing all the freaking hard things that there are to do, you owe it to yourself to have a toolbox full of tools, which are financing tools, to close the job. Because an electrician doesn't show up to fix the jacuzzi with one screwdriver. He's got a truck full of tools, and he's got a tool bag, and he's got a tool belt. And he brings them all to the jacuzzi. He doesn't keep walking back and forth between the van inefficiently. So you as a sales pro should be showing up with your laminate. You should be showing up with your pitch and your presentation. You should be showing up with your mobile app to take the app because you're a sales pro and you've got tools to take with you to close. So I know, long answer to your short question, but that is exactly what a contractor not offering financing is facing. And they lie. And they say this all the time. All my customers pay cash. Cool. What about the customers that don't have cash? What do you mean? All the deals that you lost because you're not offering a financing solution. How many of your customers pay by credit card? 60%. Did you know that credit card is financing? You're just financing at a higher interest rate on 30 days? So it's a real easy conversation to have.
Ooh, I love this so much. This is cool. And you opened up a handful of things that I didn't even know that you offered, which is really cool. Let's circle back to the HELOC right there, like having the opportunity on the spot. Because I've been in plenty of situations. I've been in thousands and thousands of homes over the years. Because I'm not just
Oh, you would have
the
loved this in so you would have loved this in solar.
Oh, absolutely. I'm looking back and thinking, in 2 years I put up 100 deals across the country, and I'm thinking it would have been probably closer to 130 or 40 had I had that as an option.
More.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because we're meet this is important. Listen, we're meeting the buyers where they'd like to be met. If we meet our buyers where they'd like to be met, and we let them purchase how they'd like to purchase, and we kill obstacles and objections and buyer's remorse, then all they have to do is say yes to the dress. Because if you leave one thing hanging, one question mark in that consumer's head, and you leave and you think you got the sale, you probably they have a question mark in your head that you didn't uncover. But what if that guy really does think that his local bank has a better rate than the 9, 9, 10 year that you just slammed him into? What if he thinks he can get 6.90 from Zion up to 15 years with a 3-year repo, which he can? He could have got it from you though at the point of sale if you asked the question. So
100%.
I want to kill it all. I want him to know that we at Johnny Rockets Roofing, Johnny Rockets Roofing, that's funny. We have a consumer credit center. Sam, this is super important. We
This
don't
is different than a lot of the way that, especially, roofing or any of the trades that go to bat. They're like, okay, well, here's our third party lender.
No, they say, though, here's Wells Fargo, here's Synchrony, here's Service Finance, here's GreenSky, here's GoodLeap. They're literally telling the customers who their lender is. Bad mistake. Why? Because if they get approved with you and they know who your lender is and they hate you, they can hire competitors and say, oh, I already have approval over here. Just don't never say who your lender is.
I've had that happen. That's so
You
funny
don't
that you
have
mention that
to.
because I can't tell you the number of projects that I've done where the homeowners were they somebody forced them into a pre-approval, et cetera, with this, GoodLeap or whoever. And then I come in and, blow their doors down and they love it. They love our company. They love me. And say, okay, no problem. Tell you what, we use them too. We could just make a quick phone call. We'll just swap it over to us. And
Done.
I've taken so many projects just like that.
It goes so much deeper. I don't allow, well, I don't allow, I advise. Don't do this. I advise. Don't do this. Don't do this.
It's not your company, you can't make them, but
Johnny Rockets Roofing Consumer Credit Center sounds a hell of a lot better than Johnny Rockets works with Wells Fargo. Like, what if the person hates Wells Fargo and had a horrible relationship with them before, which they probably did.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like, well, you've just shot yourself, you've just killed your deal because you tied yourself to some bank that they had a bad experience with. But what sounds better from branding and third-party validation and marketing and all the cool stuff that we build websites? Like, we do really cool things to help these guys build their own consumer credit center. But you sound so much better saying Johnny Rockets Roofing Consumer Credit Center. We don't just work with one lender. We have a multi-lending, we have prime lending, we have subprime lending, we have secured lending, we have commercial lending, we have personal loans. Johnny Rockets Roofing isn't just a one-trick pony. You just don't have one bank. We have multiple. So, Mr. Smith, if I can't get you approved here, I'm gonna go here. And if I can't get you approved, I'm gonna go here. And if I can't get you approved there, well, I'm gonna call the ImproveFi deal desk. and maybe they can build a deal for you. So by the time that Johnny Rockets Roofing is done with Mr. Smith is like, that guy fought tooth and nails to go get me money.
Yeah.
It's
Oh,
just
so this
third-party
is powerful.
validation. It's just credibility of how you brand yourself, how you stand out as a differentiator in the marketplace is super important in 2025, man. There's a
No
lot of
doubt.
noise out there. So
Oh,
if
there
you're
is.
showing up just like the other guy with a beautifully wrapped truck from Kick Charge with a beautiful mascot on it, you might start all looking the same. So you might want to start showing up differently and adding, well, we got a consumer credit center. Maybe your competitors aren't with Improvify. You might be lucky.
Oh, I love that. You know, it's really cool too, because the companies that, well, I mean, especially since, well, this goes way back. I didn't even know it until years later that some of the things I was doing in my early career was a decade ahead of what was the general consensus and what was being trained. But, you know,
Yeah.
forever, you know, when I've done, so we'll start a little bit back and then come forward. You know, I so many times I'll go in and win a project and I'm walking out the door and the homeowners say, "Oh, hey, what brand are we getting?" Well, it doesn't matter because you we're here to take care of you. Yes, here's what you're getting, but also that's not the important part. And so the especially what happened, we really saw this come to the forefront during the pandemic, during COVID, when all of the supply shortages happened for at the first. The companies that branded themselves as we're the train dealer, or we're the GAF dealer, or
Lennox,
we're.
and then they had to start selling Rude and American. Yeah.
Yeah. And so then they were like, it was awful because they didn't have availability. And the companies that sold the brand, we are Close It Now, we are Improvify, we are, you know,
We are the brand.
ABC.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that won because they would sell the job, then they would leave and start calling the supply houses and go, "Hey, you got a two-stage in stock? Hey, you got a two-stage in stock? Hey, you got a two-" Okay, here's what they're getting today. But it doesn't matter. And I love the this follows the exact process here because we all know right now, especially so we can dive into the PE conversation, especially right now in our all of home services, we've got all of this this PE money is coming in and snatching things up. How do we
Yeah.
compete with that? We
Boy, are
have
they
to
making
build our own
mistakes on
brand.
their they're making mistakes on their bottom line and don't even know it. Do
Oh,
you
no
know what the big
joke.
let's talk about one quick thing since you said PE.
100%. Dive in.
Private equity are scooping up all these places and they're doing what they're doing. And I'm watching it happen and I'm watching them use different lenders. This lender has a 5% dealer fee. This one has a 12 one. This one has a one. This one has a 15. So all the 60, 70% of their business is financed. They're using multiple lenders across the board with all sorts of dealer fees, so they're losing money left and right. When they could come to me and have like eight no dealer fee programs across the board, and they could actually have control of their margins and profitability and margin integrity for all of the PE groups that they're grouping them in, and then they can maintain control of the lending facilities from the head office down with the relationship. It's like literally, I sit here and watch and go, well. There's another one. I'm not going to name them. I watched a large roofing one last week go from one big company to the other big company. And those two big companies just compete against each other, but they're both the same. And I
Same
called the
thing.
guy, and he's the CEO. I said, "What are you doing? I heard that you went over to X and they're not with me. I do all their commercial stuff because I didn't want to impede on their contracts that they have with these two knuckleheads. They're both good companies. I jokingly say knuckleheads. They know who they are." I said, "What are you doing? You just went from one to the other, and they're both the same because all they do is copy each other and everything's the same." Well, we weren't getting the level of approvals. I said, "You're going to get the same approvals over there."
Yeah, it's
I
not
said,
any
"You're
different.
still not going to have a sales rep training your people properly since you've done nothing but move sideways, not forward." But hey, keep on doing what you're doing. Hey, you got any
No
commercial
joke.
deals for me to fund for you? Like, it's like these private equity groups are smart guys. You'd think that they'd look at the numbers and go, we should probably get our financing partners in place and make sure that we're using a good portfolio to maintain profitability and margins
Yeah,
here.
stop throwing money out the back door. No joke. You know, it's in, the other side of the same coin, which I really love to talk about too, because this is where, you know, most of my community are more independent guys. I have plenty of people, and no shame, you know, no shade to the all of you that listen that are, you know, PEO or anything like that. Absolutely love you guys. But at the same time, you know, this is also that conversation of how do we compete with that, and it it's the companies that are so aligned and have clarity on their own branding, and they have, their private labeling stuff, and everything matches the flow start to finish in the customer journey, and it lands right here. Don't walk out the door. Never let technology, never let the ability to not be able to get somebody financed stop the sale. How many times do we sell a
For
project
sure.
and, oh, they couldn't get financed, so I guess I'm stuck? Well,
Sam, do
yeah,
you
let's find some more options.
Sam, do you work with what asset class do you mostly work with? Is it HVAC, plumbing, electric, or
That's the biggest vertical, but at this point, the last several years, we've got a meeting with a garage door company. We've
Oh
got
yeah,
you name
good.
it, man. We've got
Cool.
all over the map. Everything from
That's great.
irrigation to
We
California closets, somebody joined recently.
nice.
It doesn't matter.
That's something that I can't repo a closet. Anyway,
Exactly.
we about a month ago released, we're actually a lender now. We are of our own multi-lending platform. We have banks like US Bancorp, Citigroup, and about 111 national credit unions that provide funds through my LOS. So, it's a bear to get enrolled with, by the way. If you're listening to this and you want to get part of our family, just knuckle up and deal with it. Getting you 111 bank keys ain't easy, but just once you have it, you're going to love it because it's just enroll once and you'll have it forever. But it's a multi-lending platform where you make a soft credit pull application and it goes to the 111 credit unions and US Bancorp, Citigroup, and it just goes. And it algorithmically finds the best offer or an offer for the customer. Maybe it's multiple offers. Maybe it's an installment loan for 20 years, a 699, no dealer fee, 5 year. And my dealer fees on the installment max is 2.75, by the way. And then I have a 5 year no dealer fee that starts at 699 for prime. So you could have an installment, a revolver, and a rental option for the customer. Yeah, we
Love
do rental
this.
and lease for items that I can go, tangible items I can go and remove from the house, like garage doors and air conditioners and generators. So we have a rental lease program too. So if the customers has zero credit, which some of them do, like Broward County, down in Broward, we've got some HVAC companies using it because they've got challenge credit, like 375. They can use our dollar down lease and rental program for HVAC and close the job. So,
I love this.
that's the tool in the toolbox approach. If I keep saying it over and over, it makes sense. Like if you didn't have the multi-lending platform in your mobile app to offer to that person that doesn't have credit, then how do we help them?
Man, this is the coolest thing I've seen in a bit. But you just flew through a bunch of stuff real fast.
Ah,
Let's slow down a little bit and unpack
yeah.
this, because there's a couple I get this question a lot. Let's start with, give us the real truth behind what a soft pull actually is, and
Sure.
ever there the information is bogus out there and it's very conflicting. Does it
Okay.
actually hit a credit score? All of these things. So unpack a
Yeah.
soft pull real quick, and then let's go through each of
Yeah, I
those
mean
things you labeled
it's
step by
hard to
step.
speak to all of the lenders. I know from the lending facilities that we have in our portfolio, and soft pull simply means this. At the point of sale, you can run a soft credit check. Pull real pre-approval, a true approval, not like, yeah, we can give you 20,000 and then you install it. And then they're like, they pull the hard credit pull, like, sorry, just kidding. Like everything that we do at ImproveVive is a soft credit pull up from everything, even my secured loans, even my commercial. We don't do any hard credit pulls up front at all. So it's a real approval up front. Now, it could show up, it could possibly show up as an inquiry. But not a negative inquiry, just a soft credit pull.
It'll be
At the
visible,
point
but it's not going to affect the number itself.
where it is signed, and they've chosen their 8.49% 20-year installment loan, and they've signed their docs, is when it rolls over to a hard credit pull. Now, some lenders are different because one of my lenders, and I'll just pick on one. They can do a max approval. So if you come in and sell a $27,000 home improvement, you could get approved to $50,000. Now all of a sudden your sales rep goes, whoa,
What else do you want
hey,
to do?
your gutters look like crap and your hardy board has fallen off. How about we do a $40,000 home improvement and really increase the value of your home? You're approved to $50,000. Now the consumers as the ultimate decision if they want to just do the roof for 27 or do a whole home improvement project. It's their choice. But we've got them approved to 50, a real approval on a soft credit check. when it rolls over to what they finalized on the home, it could be 40, 45, 50, it could be 50, is when it pulls over to the hard creditable. Now, because they signed their docs and the T&L, the truth in lending, now it's a real loan and it's booked because it's an installment loan or it's a revolving loan or it's a this or it's a that, it's a secured loan, whatever it is. Now it's on their credit report because we've got it solidified at 50. The number is settled. And that's why we can't do a hard credit pull up front. Because if we do a modification or a change order in the home improvement project, the number's going to keep changing. So we can't book the loan and book the loan and book the loan. The loan can only be booked at the end when it's finalized.
Got it.
Okay?
Beautiful. Yeah, perfect.
Hard credit pull, TransUnion, Experian, Equifax, it's all the same. It's a real hard. Now, I know lenders out there that still do hard credit pulls, the top guys. And I'm like, how are they still doing it? And they do billions of dollars. So they know they must have some rhyme or reason, but I will not work with a lender in my portfolio and develop a relationship with somebody that does a hard credit pull up front. I just won't do it because it's my philosophy. I wouldn't want it done to me at the point of sale. So I would never have a lender in my portfolio that does a hard credit pull up front.
Love this. So
No, not at all.
let's take a step further, and because I know there's a God, especially the last handful of years, talk to us about this. We say I go out, I sell a system or a project, and we do our pre-approval, and they say, hey, you're approved for up to, we've got all of our sheets printed. Here, it could be this financed rate at this number. We do the soft credit pull, and then they come back with a different offer and say, oh, well, you're not approved for
Now
this. So talk through that part with us.
I know two companies that do that, and I'm not going to talk about them, but I'm going to frame this up differently, so I'm not talking about them in home improvement. So you go to the mailbox and you open up the mailbox and there's a bunch of junk mail in there, and one of the pieces of junk mail says, congratulations, you're approved to $37,500 for a personal loan to do whatever you want with home improvements, debt consolidation. They did a schematic soft credit pull algorithm on you through the systems of the systems of the algorithms of the system. And they've kind of figured out that because you maybe make this much and your credit score might be here and that you haven't missed your mortgage payment, hopefully, that you probably would and may qualify for that because of your debt to income and your income ratios wherever you live. That is a very loosey-goosey thing. Because I actually worked at a company that did this and they used it as a marketing ploy. We can put all these addresses in and you're going to get all these people pre-approved off a stretch. And then when they went out there, it was like a 43% hit. Now the people are pissed.
I have a lot
Contractor
of
thought he had a job
contractors that
sold.
come to me with
Contractor
this
thought he had the
exact
job
thing. They
sold at
signed up for this
25.
company that said it was going to be one thing, and then now nobody gets approved for what we thought it was going to be.
No, it's just a marketing ploy. And the companies that do that are mostly tied into personal loan worlds and algorithmic worlds where they have this data files. And you can kind of guess that guy across the street there and that one down there and that one down there. They can kind of guess what they might qualify for. But my God, no. Take the app at the point of sale, find out what the real pre-approval is, what the real approval is, and sell the job accordingly to that.
Nice.
Because, I mean, it's already hard enough to sell. Customers don't trust contractors and everything else that they're up against. Now you've lied to them that you say, hey, you're pre-approved at 25. What about the guys that go and install it for 25 and then they run it and they're like, no.
Yeah, it was 17, but also not just 17, instead
Sounds
of
good though. It's a good marketing play to
instead of
say, oh,
6.9, you're going to be paying
you can,
17.9.
yeah, dump 1,000 leads in the system and we'll show you who's pre-approved. And then you go out and you sell to them. That's like the old fashioned know before you go.
Yeah.
They did that back in property assessed clean energy days, and compliance people got in big trouble for that because what was happening was this. There's also a bunch of compliance things that this shouldn't be allowed. Here's a reason why. If you tell a salesperson that that customer's pre-approved for 75,000 and you go to that home, you're probably as a salesperson and you might want to take advantage of that consumer to sell them something worth 75,000. So the know before you go can really bite people in the butt as far as compliance goes.
Yeah,
I don't
100%.
really, I'm not a huge fan of it. And elderly people were unfortunately being taken advantage of in California and Florida with a property assessed clean energy program because that's exactly what it did. It was telling contractors what they could go out and sell to a homeowner based on the reverse equity in their house for the property assessed clean energy, our PACE loans. And they got the hammer came down. And PACE is probably like a swear word now because it's a tax lien on a house.
Yeah,
And
no
they were,
joke.
people were losing their homes because they couldn't afford the tax assessment when it finally caught up in 2 years. Dude, bad stuff.
You know, and there's some really gross stuff happening in the home improvement industry right now with a lot of the platforms, and the it is being looked at. The FTC is looking into home improvement right now for these exact type things. So what my mission is, and I know yours is too, is to raise the standard of the industry to do things the right way so that doesn't happen. So we can really raise the integrity, bring trust back to the trades and do it the right way and serve at the
That's
highest level.
why we also love our clients. I call our contractors clients because they're not commodities. We love our clients to meet the customers where they'd like to be met. And with all these days of Rilla and Spotty, like all the different tools out there that are recording in the home, don't think for a second that your customer's recording might be on too.
100%. I mean, I've
Their
got my
Ring
Quad sitting
cameras
here right
and
now. We've got the ability to record at a moment's notice with anything.
I mean, so saying and doing the right thing will only help a contractor, but could you imagine giving somebody full autonomy of, I don't know, how would you like to pay? You want to use your money or use ours? Okay, cool. I've asked them a cool question. I didn't force them to take my financing. I asked them, how do you want to pay? Want to use your money or use ours? Okay, cool. They agree to use ours.
Yeah, we have some
Now I'm
great
saying, hey,
programs. Let's see what
we
you
got a
qualify for.
promo. This is how a promo works. And we've got a long-term, low monthly payment option with no prepay up to 20 years. You'll be pre-approved with a soft credit pull. Okay, cool. Or if you'd like to use the equity in your home, we can do that too. I've done a full compliance. I've asked them how they want to pay. They've said this, I've said that. I've done nothing. Now they apply and they get approved. It's their prerogative and choice if they'd like to take the offer or not. It ain't mine. I just asked how you want to pay.
Yeah, I
It's
love
just the
this.
right way to present in 2025 when everyone's got a camera, a ring, a thing. You're doing the right thing. Guy asked me today. He goes, hey, I got a situation. I said, let's hear it. Because he called the deal desk. And I said, what's the situation? We've got a deal desk, by the way. This helps consumers and contractors if they're stuck in the mud at the point of sale and they need help with a deal.
Nice.
Imagine that. Somebody picks up the phone and actually talks. Anyway.
That's
What
brilliant.
a novel idea. A
Actually have
human
somebody
being
that can help them.
that actually, can you actually believe that a finance company would pick up their phone to talk to somebody? Wow, that's amazing. So he goes, I got a situation. The son is out of the country. He's overseas. And the grandmother wants to go look at his loan docs to see if he's doing the right thing or not. I was like, what? No. I said, no. He goes, what do you mean, no? He goes, their family. I go, I don't care. And the lender doesn't care either. Wait for the son to get back from being overseas, or have him hop online. Nobody's getting a password to go into someone's account to see. No one's doing that. No.
Jeez.
I'm like, is this call being recorded? Because this is just, but it's fine. At least he called me and I told him, I said, no.
Absolutely.
Don't be a part of that.
Talking about
No,
some
say
privacy
no.
issues.
Say no, say no, no. I'm like protecting the contractor. Like, no, don't get involved in that malarkey. Let the mom and the son figure it out themselves. It's their loan. Don't be telling people anything about it. You go handle it yourself, kid.
Oh,
So I
this
get
is wild.
involved in the compliance side too to help protect these damn contractors from being dragged into something they probably shouldn't be dragged into.
Oh my, one lawsuit like that would shut the whole company down. I don't care what size you are. They rip your license out in a heartbeat. Let's turn the corner
Unbelievable.
here a little bit 'cause there's something that I'd love to hear your perspective on. Let's take a mindset shift because there's a lot of contractors and a lot of people I train. They have this resistance to offer financing if it has very high. So it's kind of a two-part question. They have a resistance to offer financing if there's a very high interest rate, or somebody just that qualifies for that, and or they are really resistant to some of the no credit check options and the lease options because of some of the, interest that the homeowner gets hit with. Now, my perspective has always been, it's not your fault they screwed their credit up. You're there to help them solve their problem. This is the vehicle that happens to solve the problem for them. But I want to hear your take on all of this.
Yes, exactly that. And I apologize because the people are below me now. Can you hear them with a vacuum
Nope,
cleaner or
not at
no?
all.
Okay, good. So
Mm-hmm.
What a
Everybody, listen,
Jason.
we're both battling something. There's somebody weeding
What?
right
Dude,
behind, right
you've
out my
got the
window,
weed
and he's got
whacker.
cleaners in his
You've
house.
got the weed whacker, and I've got the cleaning crew downstairs right now, full on vacuuming in my ear.
No,
So
it's all good. No, we can't hear it on this end.
here's the sitch. Here's the situation. I at Johnny Rockets Roofing, my consumer credit center, I'm here to help you, Mr. Smith. Now look, I don't know what your credit score is on a scale of 1 to 10, but I'm willing to go and help you. Our goal, because we have a mobile app with a prime lender, a near prime lender, a subprime lender, and we can use an equity loan, is to start the prime lender first. Now, the neat thing about a prime lender is they may give you the best offer that you choose and get approved for. However, if we can't get you approved there, we're just going to keep working and fighting for you to see what type of approval we can get you. Because remember, Sam, in the beginning, we asked the customer how they wanted to pay. They very easily could have said, here's my cash, check, credit card, insurance, endorsement, mom's money, Bitcoin, horse and carriage. But they didn't. They said they needed financing solutions because they didn't have any money, or they wanted to leverage money, OPM, other people's money. So we start prime, we go to near prime, decline, decline, subprime. Mr. Smith, we have to have a conversation now. I don't know if any of your people are going to like this, but I'm going to just tell you how it is.
Lay
Because
it out, man.
I'd probably take the same angle you do. Mr. Contractor, it ain't your fault if the customer's sitting on a 575 because they've ruined their credit. I just did a video on this yesterday. It is the customer's prerogative if they've gone through something in life and unfortunately challenged their credit and now it's not prime. But because you have a consumer credit center, your job is still to try to help them. The conversation is tough though, man, because if we're selling a $10,500 unit because we built a 5% margin for dealer fee in, my next conversation with that customer on a buy deeper that's sitting on a 15% dealer fee might be this: Mr. Smith, we did everything we could. We took you to our prime lender. We tried to do an equity loan. We took you to our near prime lender. Unfortunately, we got to go to buy here, pay here. Ha ha ha. Right? I'm joking, but I'm not. But let me tell you what buy here, pay here is, or challenge credit or subprime. They may charge you more money for this loan, man. But we're going to wrap it into the closing cost of this air conditioning or this home improvement because we're a contractor and we don't pay for dealer fees. So, Mr. Smith, let's see if we can get you approved and see if we can get you approval. Let's go from there. Do you agree? Yeah, I agree. Cool. Good. Take it, scan it, swipe it. Congratulations, Mr. Smith. Your interest rate is 20% on a 10-year term. I've got to change the price from 10.5 to 11.5. Why? Well, you are a challenged credit customer and they charge money for this money. And I can't put dealer fee on this $10,500 contract. It's in the garbage. And I rewrite the contract and the contract price is 11.5. When you bought your home, educate, 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 the closing costs were rolled into your home, correct? Yes, they were. Cool. All right, now we're buying an air conditioning unit. We're buying it through a buy deeper credit place that makes money on the money. They got to build it to get this risky loan done. So your new price is 11.5, but you still don't have to come to the table with a penny. It's 100% financing. Now, Sam, there's a lot of contractors that can't or are unwilling to have this conversation. But how many contractors can afford to give away 10 or 15% on every single sale out there because they're unwilling to have uncomfortable conversations with homeowners? It
Absolutely.
isn't the roofers, the air conditioners, the siding, home improvement company's fault if a customer's challenged their credit down to a 550, 575. Nor is it the contractor's responsibility to bill a 20% dealer fee to cover the cost of financing for other customers.
Nope.
The contractor should be taking their portfolio, doing a zero cost average across the board, and being pretty fair. And cash always equals credit. The price is the price. A cash customer pays 10.5. A prime customer pays 10.5. The guy that uses equity pays 10.5. The guy that swipes a credit card is 10.5. It's 10.5. But I'll tell you what, if we have to cross the line and go to a lender that charges 15, 20% because it's buy deeper, that $10,500 contract is null and void and it's in the garbage. And our new price is 11.5 or whatever the number is, because now I'm not in the business to go out of business. I'm in the air conditioning, siding, roofing business. I'm here to build the home improvement. Your job is to pay me. I'm giving you a lender that's giving you the money. You're saying yes to it because it's your prerogative. But that 10.5 is gone. because we're a contractor and we don't pay dealer fees. You pay for the cost of financing within the cost of the project, just like you did your mortgage and they rolled in the closing costs. Do you understand, Mr. Smith? Yes, cool. Sign here. It's a
We'll
very
be smart
uncomfortable
tomorrow.
conversation. But I'll be damned if I hear one more freaking call from a contractor saying that they're filing bankruptcy. Why? Well, we didn't build in proper margins or equity. Like, it is never from financing, by the way. It's bad business. But it's never from financing that people go out of business. It's from making poor decisions in your business with your profit margins and your profitability and how you're selling.
100%.
Dude, it is a tough conversation. And I don't know how you train a greenhorn to say what I just did, because I've been doing this for 31 years. And I would confidently have a conversation with the consumer so they'd be completely educated and fully disclosed on how everything works. And I probably wouldn't be thrown out of the house. They'd probably say yes to the dress.
They do say yes almost every time.
Because you're being
I because
honest.
I've sat in that same seat, hundreds of times.
You have integrity, you're being honest, you're educating them on how lending works. If they say no, then leave. Because the next guy ain't gonna be able to sell it at 10.5 either.
No, nobody can offer this at those same programs. So let's talk about your lease program for a little bit, because I'm super, I know we're probably getting bumping up on time here pretty quick,
Yeah, we
but
are. I'm probably bumped up against something right now. It's 12:30, 2:30. Yeah.
okay, gotcha. Can you take a minute, just one super quick minute, and talk about your lease program?
Yeah, we have it.
Okay, cool. There we go.
Yeah,
Beautiful.
we have a rental and a lease program built into the multi-lending platform.
Okay.
And if the customers, obviously, if the customer's credit is challenged that much, those two offers will pop up for them to offer it. I don't
Beautiful.
get into the intricacies of it. I have somebody that manages the LOS to answer specific questions on the
Yeah,
rental
of
program,
course.
because it's like, I think there's like one of them has like a 4% dealer fee, and one of them is only a dollar down, and the other one is like a minimum payment. So there's a lot of different matrices and
Sure.
nuances that my team deals with. I just know that we have two great programs for HVAC and kind of the people that are, in that space that get into a rental. We call it a tangible item. Tangible would be a generator, air conditioning, garage door. I know. I was like, garage door, like the motor? He's like, the item, the actual item, the
The
tangible. I'm like, I don't know if I want to do rental or lease on garage doors, but I guess okay.
Yeah. But the crazy thing is, what we find is I've run a lot of people through that over the years, and they don't miss payments. They don't want it taken away. They find a way. So, it's a non-issue, but it's another way to help them. And that's really the goals. We're here to help. We're here to serve.
Yeah, man.
Well, man, I know you gotta go. I gotta run. I've got a couple
I'm
more
so
things I need
sorry
to get to.
I feel like I get on these things and I just go and I talk, and I'm
No,
so
this is
sorry.
beautiful. So before you do, give everybody, how do they get in touch with you? And for everybody listening, I'll make sure to get this in the liner notes. It's super quick. If you're on YouTube, make sure to like and subscribe. Okay.
Yeah,
How does
let's
everybody
go.
get in touch with you? Because I know you're going to have a lot of people reaching out wanting to know about these programs. Because for everybody listening, I don't bring people on with it that's a vendor like this unless I truly believe in it and stand behind it. That's why you've not
Appreciate it, brother.
heard, all of the other lenders on this show, because I really don't think they're doing things very well, or very doing it
There's
correctly.
some good ones out there,
There are
man.
some
Like
good ones,
if
but
we're, I'll tell you what, if one of my consultants gets on the phone and we've just determined that we're not the right party for them, which is perfectly fine because we're not right for everybody. We're different, man. We have this full platform. We have training, we have lending, we have support, we've got a mobile app, we do three live trainings a week for people. We're just so different. We're not right for everybody though. Some people are just like, I just want my rate sheet. And I'm not my rep that'll bring me donuts once a year. Some people are perfectly fine with a commodity relationship. That ain't us. Meaning, Improvify isn't for everybody. We're just not. And it's okay. I'll tell them where to go in a good way. No, in a nice way. I'll say, great. If we're not the right party for you, this lender might be a good party. And it's a competitor of mine. And I don't care, because there's 750,000 contractors out there that really need our help. And we don't treat anybody differently. To that
Abundance
point,
mindset.
we
Love
work
it.
with guys that are small, five-man shops, one-man shops, owner-operator shops, to companies that have 17 locations throughout the United States and 350 reps. We treat everybody the same. Everybody has the same pricing on their matrices. Nobody gets better pricing than someone else. It's all the same.
Nice.
So how does somebody get a hold of us? Just go to improvify.com, fill out the little form, and it comes into our team, and we've got, 17 people here to help. It's easiest. Improvify.com.
Love it. Well, man, thanks for being on the show. Any parting words, any last nuggets you want to drop or
No,
insight
dude,
for
I'd
everybody?
love to have you on our TubeCast.
Yeah, 100%.
So we don't have a podcast, we have a TubeCast.
Cool. Let's do it.
So
We'll
I'd
get it
love to,
scheduled.
I'll get the invite out to you. I'll have Katie send it out, and I'd love to interview you so you can do all the talking and I can just shut up.
Sounds good, man. I like it. So
Awesome, brother.
love
Thank you
it. Well,
very
thanks
much,
for
Sam.
being
I
here
really
with us
appreciate
today.
you. Yeah, thank you.
This has been awesome. I cannot wait to do some more stuff with you. For everybody else, you know how we do. Go be somebody worth buying from and absolutely reach out to Chris. This is definitely something that I think will move the needle in your organization immediately. So go be somebody worth buying from.
You've been listening to the Close It Now podcast. Our passion is to dive headfirst into the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement, and at the same time, covering fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth, proving that we can indeed have it all. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon, but in the meantime, find the website at closeitnow.net. Find us on Instagram at The Real Close It Now and on Facebook at Close It Now. See you next time.